Onondaga County lawmakers are considering a local law that would ban aggressive soliciting from panhandlers on the streets and sidewalks of central New York. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon has been circling around this issue since he was a common counselor in the city of Syracuse more than a decade ago. He says the idea is to focus not simply on any panhandler. Panhandling is protected by the First Amendment, but what he calls aggressive actions.
The individual who will solicit you for a donation, you say no, and then they continue to solicit you. They block your path to your destination. They don't allow you to get into your car. The individual who's in the middle of the road soliciting.
McMahon says this law doesn't criminalize panhandling, but thinks it hits a sweet spot with support from judges, prosecutors, and some homeless advocates. It allows judges the flexibility to not only fine or jail a lawbreaker, but to get that individual into a mental health or drug addiction program that goes to the core of why that person is on the streets.
You give the judges the ability to put people in to situations where they can get healthy and succeed.
Not all lawmakers are on board. Democratic floor leader Linda Irvin is concerned this does criminalize panhandling, and she wants to make sure there's help for those individuals before making the jump.
It's a tough situation to just do a law and then not do anything else. And that's my problem. We got to do something else about the issue.
A vote is expected next week. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.